Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Aleknarechamut.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, high-tech surgery. Surgeons these days have a lot of futuristic tools at their disposal in the operating room. They use robots, high-definition cameras, and special dyes to help them complete complicated procedures. And you don't have to travel to big cities in the lower 48 to find the most up-to-date technology. APRN's Annie Feit suited up for a surgery at Alaska Regional Hospital in Anchorage to see how it works.
Miranda Studstill is 24 years old, and for the past 2 years, she's been in near constant pain.
It's just like a searing, stabbing pain. It feels like somebody's just like, your insides are like Play-Doh and somebody's digging their fingernails into it. It hurts so bad.
Miranda has endometriosis, a disorder where tissue that usually lines the inside of the uterus grows outside of it instead. And lately, her life has been dictated by the disease. She's endured 3 surgeries so far. And when I meet her for the first time in a doctor's office in East Anchorage, she's preparing for surgery number 4.
Okay, so chronic pelvic pain, endometriosis, but more on the right side than the left side. Okay.
Her surgeon, Dr. Donna Chester, lays out the plan for the next morning. She's going to remove Miranda's right ovary and any endometriosis she sees. She's hoping that will relieve her pain.
Okay, so laparoscopy. 4 incisions like we've done before. Go inside with the robot.
Less than 24 hours later, Miranda is under anesthesia on an operating table at Alaska Regional. It's hard to even see her under the mound of sterile blue drapes. And Dr. Chester is not standing over her. She's 10 feet away, sitting at a console that looks like a high-tech video game. The robot is called a Da Vinci. Chester's hands are on 2 controls that manipulate robotic instruments inside Studstill. TV screens illuminate what the cameras attached to those instruments are capturing. As Chester moves the controls, the instruments respond, snipping tissue apart that is stuck together. They're called adhesions, and they can be very painful for patients like Miranda. But Chester doesn't see much else near the right ovary that's cause for concern. She pops up from the console.
Since all that pain was because of that adhesion, I can leave that ovary in. I mean, she's only 23. I hate to take an ovary out if there's not okay.
To make sure she's not missing anything, Dr. Chester uses a new technology called Firefly. It's a bright green chemical dye that will light up any endometriosis Chester can't see with the robotic cameras. She even lets me have a look.
There we go.
Wow. So what is the green is just showing you?
It's a dye that goes in there, and any area that there's endometriosis is supposed to be more hypervascular and supposed to show it up more. I'm not seeing any additional stuff in here, which is good for her. So all she had were the adhesions.
Okay.
And if it's only adhesions, that's so much better.
Chester goes out to the waiting room to check in with Miranda's mom and then comes back to close up the 4 small incisions. She does that the old-fashioned way, without a robot. She's pleased with how the surgery went.
I think she'll feel the pain difference almost immediately when she wakes up.
As for Miranda, she was thrilled to be able to keep her right ovary.
When I woke up in the recovery room, that was the first thing my mom said is that you still have it, and I'd start crying. It was really, really awesome.
I met with Miranda less than 2 weeks after the surgery. She had already started back at her job as a court reporter, and her pain was a lot better too.
It's still kind of there, but it's so much better. It's not the first thing on my mind now.
She says she's eager to get her life back.
I'm really hoping that it'll change everything. The last 2 years, my life has really been on hold because I've been so sick and it's been so difficult. It's had a huge impact on my social life, on my working life. I haven't been able to work as many hours as I wanted to.
And Miranda's hoping it's the last surgery she'll have to go through for a long while. For AK, I'm Annie Feit.